Hello, this is Dr. Goldman. First, thanks very much for selecting me and I Associates for your eye care. Sometimes it's hard for patients to remember all the things I discussed at the preoperative visit. Please carefully read all the information in your folder. It's important that you follow all the instructions. To review verbally, you need to obtain medical clearance from your primary care doctor, such as your internist or cardiologist. If you don't have a local doctor, you may arrange to be examined by our anesthesia staff ahead of your surgery with our surgery scheduling staff. Having the clearance will help avoid cancellation of your surgery for medical reasons when you arrive at our surgery center. Please use the 2 drops prescribed for you to use before surgery exactly as instructed, beginning 2 days before your surgery date. For example, if your surgery is scheduled for Thursday, start the drops on Tuesday morning. Don't eat or drink anything after midnight of the evening before surgery. You'll be called the afternoon prior to surgery to tell you what time to arrive. Please try to arrive at the time you are instructed. It's important. The entrance to the surgery center is at the southeast side of our 950 Northwest 13th Avenue building, not where you entered for your eye examination. After you arrive, you'll be taken into the preoperative area. Our nurses and anesthesiologists will check your pulse, blood pressure, and place you on a special bed. You'll be hooked up to a monitor that continually checks that your vital signs are all okay throughout your procedure to ensure your safety. You'll have extra oxygen flowing to your nose through a plastic tube, and an intravenous line will be placed in your arm or hand in order to give you relaxing or other medications as needed. Please let us know if you become nervous. Our goal is to keep you as comfortable and safe as possible through your whole time with us. After your surgery, as soon as you are able, the nurses will get you up and give you a little snack and something to drink. Don't drive or make any important decisions the day of your surgery. The medications, while at the center, may cloud your memory and make you very tired. It's best just to rest when you get home. In most cases, you will not have a patch over your operative eye. Vision will be variable during that first day, usually quite blurry. You may see halos around lights. You may have sticking and irritation. I suggest that you use an ice pack over your closed operative eye for several minutes at least a few times the day of surgery and for the first few days after surgery. Darkened or black vision or severe pain in the operative eye are reasons to call the office immediately. You will be given an appointment to see me the day following surgery before you leave the surgery center. I try calling all patients the afternoon after surgery to answer questions and make sure everything is okay. I make 3 attempts, so if your phone is off the hook or continually busy, you won't hear from me. Vision usually improves a lot by the day after surgery, but remember, surgery requires time to heal. Everyone is different. Don't be upset if others have a different experience from you. I will tell you that you may bend and lift after that first visit. In fact, the only restrictions I place on patients are not to swim in a pool with their face in the water, and for the ladies, not to use any eye makeup for several days after surgery. Of course, you can shower and shampoo your hair. I'm not worried about tap water. You will also be instructed to continue using the 2 drops you used before surgery and an additional drop to that regimen. These drops can be irritating, so I suggest that you use a drop of an artificial tear a few minutes before the regular drops. It's a good idea to use the artificial tears 3 or 4 times a day for at least a month or two following stopping the prescription drops. You'll be given a follow-up appointment. If there is a question or concern, don't hesitate to call us. One of our doctors is always on call in case of an emergency with one of our patients. I hope that answers any questions you may have. And again, thank you for choosing me and iAssociates.